Genesis chapter number 22. Before I get into the word tonight, I do ask you to remember Mr. Jimmy Black. Went by and seen him today. The doctors gave him 6 weeks to live. And today he's on 6 weeks, one day. Been with him for 6 weeks now, going by every week. He said, I don't know if I'm going. I said, listen, they're very smart. They know a lot of things. But they cannot tell you when you're going to draw your last breath. He told me this morning, today, he said, 6 weeks, one day. I said, praise God. So he's still got a major battle. Hospice is in. He's sick. But I told him, I said, man, you got your kids around your bed here. These are good times. These are good times. So I'm just trying to encourage him, lift him up there. And I told him when I went in 6 weeks ago, I'm not here about your feelings. I'm worried about your future. Have you been born again, washed in the blood of Jesus? He said, yes. I said, tell me your story. Tell me when it was you got born again. Tell me when it was. Tell me who it was that baptized you after you got born again. And man, we went through that story, and I'm telling you what, it done him good, it done me good, and it does you good to share your story about the time that you was born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. That story don't never get old, does it? Now, let me say this. If you don't know that, it gets offensive. When somebody asks you, are you born again, and you don't have that story, you don't have that, it gets offensive. But when you have that, somebody says, tell me when you got born again. So it ain't nothing to it. Just tell them what happened. Tell them about how Jesus reached down and saved that soul. Man, it's just good stuff. Amen? Amen. Genesis 22 tonight. Preaching on faithfulness, and tonight we're going to preach on the faithfulness of Abraham. Abraham's faithfulness and what God had called him to do. There's lots of folk in the Bible that are faithful. There's a lot of folks in the Bible that wasn't faithful. But I don't want to look at who wasn't faithful. I want to look at the ones that are faithful. Amen? And tonight, in Genesis chapter number 22, we're going to read the first 14 verses, and we're going to ask God just to bless it. Amen? If you have a copy of God's Word, I do ask you to stand. Genesis 22, verse number 1, and the Bible says, and it came to pass. Ain't you glad it comes to pass? Hey, boy, ain't that a Bible word? And it came to pass. Boy, I'm glad it came to pass in my life. Boy, glory. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and he clave the wood for the burnt offering. And he rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. And then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes, and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, bide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, laid it upon Isaac his son. He took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. And the Lord lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou any hot thing unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Lord, I just love you and I thank you for this night. I thank you that you've allowed us to come to your house. I thank you've allowed us to come in tonight and be fed on your word. I thank you tonight for the songs that's been sung. I thank you tonight for the worship that's went up. Lord, I pray tonight, Father, it be all about you and nothing about us tonight. Father, Lord, we lift up no other name but the name of Jesus. Father, there's prayer requests all over this building tonight that needs a major touch, that needs a mighty touch, Father. And I know tonight that you're in the touching business. I know tonight that you're in the healing business. You're in the helping business. And there's nothing impossible with you. And Father, I pray tonight that you be with the ones that are on deathbed tonight, Father. Lord, I pray that you'd let them transition from this world into the glory world tonight, Father. Father, without any pain but with peace tonight. Lord, I pray you be with their families and their loved ones as they leave this walk of life. Father, I pray you be with this local body church here. I pray you watch over us and lead us and guide us and direct us. Help us in everything we do. Let us stay in unity. Let us stay in one accord. Let no division be in this place, no confusion. Lord God, tonight we don't want to see nothing but your mighty hand in this place. Father, I pray tonight that you send lost folk to this place, that they may be born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you tonight that there's faithful people in this local body, Lord God, that loves you and worships you tonight. Lord, I pray for the next few moments that you guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let everything I say tonight be all about you, not one thing about me. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people saying, amen. You may be seated tonight. As we come tonight and we look at the faithfulness of Abraham, tonight Abraham was faithful because he believed God. Abraham was faithful to the test that God had prepared for him. Each test that God prepares for his people, he gives them everything they need to pass the test. You say, preacher, do you believe tonight that God tests his people? I do believe tonight that God puts a test out before his people. He allows tests to come. There's nothing comes to your life that ain't come through his hands. Can I get a witness this afternoon? Anybody that we're in school, I'm telling you what, we're in the dressing room right now getting ready for heaven. We're getting ready to leave this walk and go to the glory world. And there's tests going to come our way. I'm talking tonight, I mean, my daughter, she's in nursing school, and they're just not going to let you get through. You've got to take what? You got to take tests. I mean, there's tests all the way through life. And God comes to this place in her life and he says, I've got my faithful people out there and I'm going to allow these tests to come their way. I'm going to allow them to come to their face and I'm going to show the enemy that they will overcome through the blood of the Lamb. So tonight, I believe that God, here it says that he did let that test come to Abraham in his life. Each test that God prepares for his people, he gives them everything they need to pass that test. When we rely on God, he provides everything that we need. And tonight, I want to look at what God had provided for Abraham and what he provides for you and I tonight as well. I see tonight, number one, that God provided people in Abraham's path. He provided people throughout this text that would be in Abraham's path. You know what? Tonight, he provided two young men. Anytime you go through a test in your life, anytime you see something coming your way, you remember this tonight, that somebody's going to witness how you handle what you go through. When you go through a test or you go through a trial in your life, there's going to be somebody that witnesses what you go through. They're going to witness how you go, how you handle it, and what goes on. I see the two young men here that was a witness, and I also see Isaac, which was his son. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 2. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee. And tonight, as we get here, it said that Abraham rose up early in the morning and he went. He rose up in what God had told him to do and he went. He wanted to be a good witness to the ones that was watching. But I want to give you this tonight. That he had two young men and he had Isaac. And that Isaac is nothing more than a picture of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He was obedient to death. The father said, go. What'd he do? He loaded up and went with the father. He went where the father was going. He didn't question the father. He didn't worry about what the father was going to do. He loaded up and went right where the father was going to lead him. You know, me and my family, anytime we load up and we go down to Gulf Shores or we go to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, there's never been one time my daughter's got in the car and she says, Daddy, do you got enough money? Daddy, is enough gas in the car? Daddy, is the tires on the car in good shape? My daughter never questions anything like that. You know what she does? She loads up in the back seat. She closes her door. She puts her seatbelt on, puts her ear pods in, or whatever you want to call them, and we get going down life's highway. She ain't worried about the traffic. She ain't worried about where we're going because she knows Daddy's in control. Hey, can I say to you tonight, hey, you be faithful to what God's called you to do. You rely on God tonight and to know that the Father is in control. When He tells you to load up and let's go, just get in and let Him worry about everything else. I see that He provided people, two young men. He provided him Isaac, but also I see Abraham is a picture here. He is a father. He spared not his son. He was willing to give his son that he loved. That's a picture of God if I've ever seen it, how he would give his only son. He'd give that son that he loved. Friends, tonight I want you to know this. There's no exception here when you look at this story. That is a picture of what God did in our life and what God's going to do in Isaac's life here. As we get here, I see that he provided people. Look what he said. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and he saddled his ass and he took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and they clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told them. And on the third day, Abraham, what did he do? He lifted up his eyes and he saw the place afar off. I see tonight when God provides for you, number one, He'll provide people along the way. You're not in this walk by yourself. You got somebody on your right side. You got somebody on your left side. And you got somebody that'll help you. He provides people, but He also provides the provision. Or He provides the way tonight. He provides that way out. You say, preacher, are you sure about that? Anything that He allows to come to your life, He's giving you a way out through it. Don't fall victim to what the enemy sends your way. You pass that test when it comes your way. Amen. Look with me tonight, if you will, to 1 Corinthians chapter number 10 and verse number 13 tonight. I want to show you this tonight. He provided people along the way. Abraham, he believed God. He was faithful in what God had called him to do. He provided him people. He provided him a provision, a way out. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse number 13, here's what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse number 13, the Bible says this, there hath no temptation taken you but such is common to man. But God is faithful. Ain't you glad God's faithful? But God is faithful. You think your back's against the wall and there's no way out, He's got you a way out. Amen. And can I say a way out of temptation when it comes your way? An easy way out is a two-letter word, no. If something comes your way and you know you don't need to be there and you know you don't need to be involved, just say no. There hath no temptation taken you but such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. They will never be a temptation come your way, child of God. Listen to this. This is good. There'll never be a temptation that'll come your way that you're not able to get away from. You said, preacher, I don't know. I've been in some tough ones. Wait a second. The Bible. Who are we going to believe? Am I going to believe what I think or am I going to believe the Bible? Before you fall victim to any temptation that comes your way, God has given you a way out. He may gave you a way out before you got there, or He may gave you a way out while you're there, but He'll give you a way out. Look what the Bible says. There hath no temptation taken you but such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able. He won't put nothing on you that you're not able to handle. He won't do that tonight. That's not the God we serve. He don't put it on you that you would fail. He don't put it on you that you would falter. He don't put it on you that you would fall, Brother Hagin. When He allows that to come to your life, He allows that to grow you. He allows you to overcome it. He said above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. I see tonight He provided people, He provided provision, a way out. You say, what is that way out? Look with me in verse number 9 in the text. Number one, He provided an altar. He provided an altar for him. Look what he said. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there. When they came to this place, he had an altar there. He had an altar. He had a way out. I see not only did he have an altar, but in verse number 7, he had an atonement. He already had an atonement before they ever went to the mountain. He had a way out. He had an altar, and he had an atonement. You say, Brother BJ, what is an atonement? That is a sacrifice. That is something that'll take your place. You don't have to give up. He's already there. He's already took care of it. Here's what he said. I want you to get this. Here's what he said here. He said, what's going to happen, Dad? What's going to take place? And in verse number 8, here's what he said. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb. He said he's done got it took care of. He's got it done laid out. Friends, tonight, can I say to you, be faithful in what God's called you to do because he's done got it laid out before you. Amen. He said, you believe that, preacher? I believe that. Look what he said. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they both went up together. I see the provision. He provided an altar. He provided an atonement. He provided himself. He provided a burnt offering. You know what a burnt offering is? That's a total offering. A total offering. When it's burnt, it's burnt. It's gone. Tonight, you and I, we come in, we give an offering. We give an offering. We offer ourselves. We offer this. We offer that to God. But when he came here, it was going to be a total offering. It was going to be totally gone. Let me give you this tonight. I see the altar. I see the atonement. I see the animal that he had there. In the verse number 13, that ram, that was the type of substitution to take our place. It's like Jesus Christ. He was our substitute. He took our place. He provided the provision before the place ever came. Before you ever seen the place, he provided provision. Before there ever was a Golgotha, there was a Jesus. Amen. Before there ever was a Golgotha, before there ever was a Gethsemane, before there ever was a birth, Jesus was. He was there. The atonement was there. The sacrifice has already been. Think about that tonight. Before there ever was a Golgotha, Jesus was there. He knew he was going there. Before they ever seen the place, he done had the sacrifice ready. Let me give you this tonight. I see this tonight in the text when I read it. He provided the provision before the place. He provided that lamb. You say, what kind of lamb was that he was going to provide? It was a precious lamb. It was a perfect lamb without blemish, without spot. And it was a promised lamb. The Bible says in John 1:29, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. I see tonight he provided a people. He provided provision tonight. But I want to give you the third thing tonight. Here's where I want to sit down for just a moment. Not only tonight, when you be faithful, he'll put the people around you that you need. He will. He'll put the people around you that you need to be faithful in this walk in Christianity. You will not walk this walk alone and be successful. That's not how it's set up. It's not how it's set up. We're all the body. Hands, feet, legs, we're all the body. And it's not set up to isolate. It's not set up. If you get isolated, you get out on your own and you isolate out, I want you to know tonight, and you get away from people, you'll have no provision. You'll have no way out. The enemy wants you. He wants me to isolate. He wants us in a corner. He wants us to get in the room. He wants us to get somewhere and get all alone when nobody is. And that's where he will pound you and beat you to death when you get isolated all alone. When you get in that place where it's dark and it's quiet and you get in that place. I'm not talking about a place of prayer. I'm talking about a place where the old devil will have a heyday. You know what he did to Jesus when he got him? He got him out there for 40 days, Miss Patsy. You know what he did? He wanted to destroy him. And if he wants to destroy our Creator, he wants to destroy us. Amen. And tonight I want to say to you, don't you ever get to a place where you ain't around people. Being around people is good. Amen. Being around people is good, and being around the right people is good. And you get around them folks and they build you up and they encourage you and they lift you up and they don't beat you down, but they love you and they guide you and they protect you. The Bible says in Galatians 6:1, if a brother be overtaken in a fall, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to restore and help and build up and uplift. That's how they become faithful people in the work of God. I just didn't become faithful. I watched somebody else that was faithful and I started following them. I started seeing what they was doing, how they was letting God lead their life. And you get up underneath them and you help them and they help you and you go along the life's way. I see tonight, don't let it ever get you to the place where you isolate away from people and never get to the place where you don't let that provision be what it needs to be in your life, that way out, that protection that you need in your life. Tonight, can I say to you this? When you get away from people and you get isolated out, you're going to be all alone and old Satan wants you there. When he told Abraham to go to the mountain, he told him where to go. He didn't tell Isaac where to go. He didn't tell the two young men where to go. He talked to Abraham. But you know what? Abraham didn't go by himself. He took two young men and he took his son. When they come as far as them two young men could go, he left them and took his son the rest of the way. Tonight, can I say to you, you got somebody that's counting on you to take them a little bit further. I see tonight that we see it all, the people that's around us. Abraham was faithful because he had people that were faithful. Abraham was faithful because he had a provision in God. But Abraham was faithful because he had a place that he could go to. Tonight, I don't know about you, but this local body is my place that I get to go to. Amen? I get to go to. My phone ain't ringing. The mailbox ain't here. Discouragement ain't here. None of that's here. Nobody can get, Tom Bigby can't get a hold of me here. Amen? Hey, car payment can't get me here. Amen? I can't stay here all the time, but them things don't bother me here. I don't think about that when I come in here. Why? Because it's a place that I can get to. When he told Abraham, I want you to go to that place, he was going to see something that he needed in his life. And let me show you this. Let me show you this place. And I pray you can say the same thing in your life about being faithful in what God's called you to be. Abraham was a perfect picture of being faithful. I want you to look at this place that he has here. It's a provided place. Look in verse number 3, if you will. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took of his young men with him and Isaac his son. He clave the wood for the burnt offering, rose up, and went unto the place. He didn't go around looking for different places. He went to the place, the exact place where God had told him to go. He went to that place. Can you say, preacher, what kind of place was this? This was the place where God told him to go, where God told him to be. Can I say to you in verse number 4, not only was it a provided place, but it was a remarkable place. Look in verse number 4. And on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and he saw the place afar off. When you're faithful, you'll be able to see things that you had never seen before. Woo! Hey, listen, when you're faithful to what God's called you to do, you're going to see things that you would have never seen before. If he would have stayed where he is at, he'd have never seen this place. He'd have never had this mountaintop experience if he had not have been faithful. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and he saw the place afar off. I want to give you this place. When you get there, it's a visible place. It said he saw the place. He saw where he is supposed to be. Tonight, can I say to you, it's one thing to know where you're supposed to be. And it's something totally different when you see where you're supposed to be. Have you ever been somewhere you knew you didn't fit in, you weren't supposed to be? How do you feel when you don't feel like you fit in where you're supposed to be? Awful. But how does it feel when you know you're right where you're supposed to be, right where God would have you to be? There's a peace. When you read this story, I hope you get what I got. When you read this story, he said, I want you to take your son, the one that you love, I want you to take him. I want you to bind him up. I want you to put him on the altar. I want you to get ready. I want you to light the fire. I want you to kill him. Not one time did he grumble. Not one time did he complain. Not one time did he question. He was faithful and he went. Yeah. And all he's asked us to do is just be faithful. He's not asked nobody in this place to give their only child up. He's not asked nobody in this place to do anything that we're not able to do. Anything he's asked you to do, he'll make a way out of it and help you with it. I see in verse number 4, it's a visible place. He saw the place. But also see in verse number 4, it's a victorious place. Look what he said. Then on the third day, and they come again. He said, we're going to go up, but we're going to come again. And on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide you here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. I don't know about you, but he was 3 days and he come again. Amen? Just saying. I see the place is a remarkable place, but I also see in verse 9, it's attainable or reachable. You can get there. You can get there. I don't know where you're at tonight in your walk with Christ. I have no clue tonight. I know where I'm at in my walk. I don't know where you're at in your walk. But let me tell you this tonight. If you say, I can't wait to get to that place, I can't wait to get there, you might already be there. You might already be right where God wants you to be, but you're looking for somewhere else. You might already be there. Well, if I was more this, I would do more. But you might already be capable to do what God's called you to do. And by the way, let me back up and say, what he's called you to do, he's already equipped you to do it. So, preacher, I do this if I was, but you're already in it. Why not go on through with it? Let me give you this tonight. It's not only remarkable, but it's reachable. It's reachable. If you'd have told me 12 years ago I'd still be pastoring this church, 11 years ago, fixing to be 12, I tell you, ain't no way. David Barnes told me out of his own mouth, said, we'll be a good starter church, good first church. We easy on preachers. That's what he told me. I told Brandy, I said, if I make it 1 year, glory to God. Amen. I don't know who's crazier, y'all or me. Now we're in year 11. Amen. If you'd have told me there then that I'd still be in this place, I'd say, I don't know. But it's reachable when you're faithful. Not as only a pastor, but as a flock. It's reachable. Let me give you this. It's reachable. You can get to that place if you're faithful in what God's called you to do, and it's attainable. Look with me in verse number 9. You said, preacher, are you sure I can get there? Look in verse number 9. And they came to the place. He saw it. He went to get what he wanted, what God wanted him to have, and he came to the place. He came to the place. You just don't get there. Salvation is not a pill you take and instantly everything's better. Following Christ Jesus is not just a boom and everything's great. It's a process. It's a process day by day. Sometimes it's minute by minute. Sometimes it's second by second. You say, preacher, will I ever get there? He said, and they saw the place. Then he said, they came to the place. Tonight I want to tell you this. You just remain faithful and you'll get there. You'll get there. Now, I'm not going to tell you where you're going to get. That's wherever God wants you to get, but you'll get there. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order, and he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Let me give you this. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took his knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And that ain't where the story ends. God wasn't wanting Isaac. He was wanting Abraham. God don't want anything you got but you. You know who God wants tonight? He wants you. He wants you tonight. And he just wants you. He wants that relationship with you tonight. He's provided you people along the way so that you might be faithful as a child of God. He's provided you provision. He's provided you a place. I see that place ain't only remarkable, it ain't only reachable, but when you get to that place in your life, it'll be memorable. You'll never forget it. That's why people that's in the will of God, man, they loving what God's doing, and they get to a place in their life, they start slacking, they're most miserable because they remember where they used to be. And I'm not talking about back in sin. I'm talking about when they was right where God would have them to be. Look what I'm telling you. You say, preacher, are you sure it's rememberable? Oh, yeah. And Abraham called the name of that place. Not only was it reachable and obtainable, but he remembered it. I'm going to ask you in here, do you remember the time where that joy was just full in your life? Look what he said. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. And it is to say to this day in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. What does that mean? He's his provider. He provided what he needed. He was his way out. He was his provision. He was provider. He provided the place. He provided the atonement. He provided the sacrifice. He provided it all. All Abraham had to do was be faithful. Tonight, I want to give you this before we close. Just be faithful. Just be faithful in what God's called you to do. Whatever God's called you to do, just be faithful. And you'll be surprised when you look back where God's brought you from, what God's done in your life. As I stand here and I look at this building going up out there, and I look at this building here and I look at stuff like that, I try not to get caught up in the buildings because it ain't about the buildings, it's about people's souls and how they've been born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. But as I look at these buildings and I look around how God's been faithful to us, I think about how God's people has been faithful as well, though. How they've been faithful as well. And God, I'm telling you, he has provided some things around here. He's provided people. If people ain't here, these buildings are useless. If it wasn't people here, why don't we be building that out there? That'd be crazy. And why would you be building a building that hold 300 people? That'd be like Austin Law's building a 10-bedroom home with three kids. What good's a 10-bedroom? You know what I'm saying? You need a 3-bedroom. You got three kids, need 3-bedroom. 4-bedroom, maybe, for you and your wife. If you're like mine, they may sleep with you all your life. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? Come on now. Y'all done been asleep all night long. Wake up now, okay? Man, yeah, 5 minutes. Surely you endured 5 more minutes. But what I'm trying to say is he's provided the people. Because you've been faithful, he's provided the people. He's provided the provision. He's made the way. You and I ain't done none of this. We ain't done none of this. I can't glorify none of this. You can't. We're just here letting him do his thing. He just cleared him off a spot and decided to do something. Ain't that good? He's provided a place that we might could come and worship him. Man, if I don't get a hold of you, I don't know what will. That just does me good. I stood out there the other day with Brother Lee Markham on that corner when they put that first two or three poles up and they're standing things up and they're wavering. Tears started running down my face. You know he's told you he's bringing it. You know he told you he's going to do it. But as David Barnes said, he said, you're the most impatient person I know. And I am. If we, hey, let's do it now. You know what I'm saying? I don't like waiting until tomorrow. Let's do it now. But when I seen that thing started coming up out of the ground, I said, Lord, I know you're going to do it, but I know how faithful you are. If I can give you anything tonight, just remain faithful. God rewards faithfulness. He rewards faithfulness. If you don't believe that tonight, just keep being faithful and see what he'll do in your life. If you let go today, you won't know where the reward will come tomorrow because you won't know, you won't be there. Be faithful in what God's called you to do. And I promise you, he'll reward you. He'll reward you in your life. Let us pray. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you for Abraham. What a perfect picture of a faithful man of God. Lord, it didn't tell all of his wealth. It didn't tell all he had. It just told that he was faithful to you. Lord, I know tonight that there's people sitting in this room tonight, including myself, that there's times I even wonder, is it worth it to even be faithful? As we see the world going around us and things going on and things all around, Lord, sometimes we even question, is it even worth being faithful? Lord, I want to say to your people tonight, it's worth it all. It's worth it all tonight. It's worth it all when we get down to the end of our life, as Brother Eric's talked about tonight. It's worth it all when we get on that deathbed. It's worth it all, Father, when we leave this world and enter the glory world. Father, it's worth it all tonight, Lord God. Lord, I don't want to be partial faithful. I don't want to be halfway faithful. I want to be faithful in what you've called me to do. Lord, when you saved me, you didn't halfway save me. You faithfully saved me. And Lord God, tonight I just want to show you a little gratitude and that faithfulness that you put in my life. Lord, bless your people tonight here at this church. And Lord, let everything go on here be all about you and nothing about us. And we lift up no other name but the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for all them kids that are in the classroom tonight. I thank you for the teachers that's laboring in that classroom tonight. I thank you for our teachers on Sunday morning. Lord, I thank you tonight for our men's group, our women's group. I thank you tonight for Brother J.D. as youth pastor tonight. Lord, I thank you tonight for our deacon body. Lord, I just go around this room tonight. I'm so thankful. Thankful for our choir. Thankful for every church member and every visitor that ever walks through that door. Lord, I pray tonight that we be found faithful doing what you've called us to do. I love you and I thank you in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. Love on somebody tonight.